you know, on the current season and things like that. So, you know, even with returning coaches, it's always a tough task to really be able to, you know, game plan for a team like that. But, you know, as far as their coaches, things like that, I mean, they're all pretty much the same coaches. I mean, they, you know, a lot of their coaches, their offensive system has been intact, you know, pretty much the whole time. So, for us, it's just making sure that we can get to know their personnel that they've had in the preseason and just try to get a good grasp for it.
Let's be wrong.
Yep.
Brian, talking to some of the rookies like Trey Wayne's whatnot, they're just saying, you know, it's football. We've already had some games already. But what is different? What advice would you give them for, you know, opening up the season, their career on the road Monday Night Football?
Well, I mean, I hope they can be, you know, that confident on Monday night. Obviously, anybody that's played in this league, you understand that you play some preseason games and that's all fine and dandy. But when you get out there regular season, the speed picks up a little bit. Things happen a little bit faster. Your adrenaline's pumping a little bit more. And, you know, even for a 9-year vet, I mean, it still happens. So hopefully they'll be prepared for that. And I think we've done a good job of making sure that our team is prepared for that.
As a 9-year vet, where do you think this team stands going into its first game?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for us. I mean, I think we got to go out there and we've got to do what we have done in the preseason, which is go out there, play our keys, and just really get after people. Try to out-physical them. I mean, obviously, that's what San Fran has kind of been known for over the past few years, is being a physical ball club. So, you know, we want to go out there and be more physical to them and bring the fight to them. And if we can do that, you know, I think we have a good opportunity.
And how are you feeling? And do you prepare any differently just, you know, this year at all?
No, I mean, you know, in some ways I have and in some ways I haven't. I think there's a lot of things that I've done with Andre Patterson this year that is going to help me, you know, not only in the run game but my pass rush as well. So I'm just looking forward to being able to go out there and do it for real.
What changes have you made? What is different?
You know, just some little subtle changes. I mean, it's nothing major, but it's, you know, just different things as far as, like, my angles, hands work, things like that. So I think those are things that are going to allow me to have more opportunities this year.
Do you feel like this team had a claw its way back, stay together, everything last year, and now it's the table is set to show what you can do? And last year kind of helped you guys that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way we finished last year definitely showed that we have the ability to win some ball games. And then, you know, the hard work that we've put in throughout OTAs, the preseason, you know, this is going to be a culmination of it all, and hopefully we're able to go out Monday night and in front of the whole world watching and be able to show what the Minnesota Vikings of 2015 are going to be all about.
And finally, I know you said that even as a veteran you get jitters, but are you more thankful with every opening night?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially in the league nowadays, you never know what's going to happen on cut day. So anytime you're a veteran guy, you're thankful to make a ball club and you don't take it for advantage. I'm just talking about if a guy's giving you a certain block, you got to read that block for what it is. You know, don't try to make things more than what it is. Just go out there, read your keys, and if he gives you a certain block, play the block, and then get to the ball.
How do you guys maybe manage your emotions coming off the preseason to start Monday night right away? I'm sure there's a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, there's a ton of excitement there, but at the end of the day, it's another ball game. It's just another opportunity to go out there and put on tape what you've worked so hard for. So for us, you know, obviously there's going to be a little bit more adrenaline going on, things like that, especially, you know, with it being a Monday night game. You know, that adds a little bit more pressure, but it's all about handling it the right way, and the right way to handle it is just go out there and make sure that, you know, you beat the man in front of you.
Is it important for the veterans to maybe help out the rookies or the young players to maybe help control their emotions and excitement?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're only going to be as good as your weakest player, and we don't want to have any weak players on this ball club. And so for us as veterans, we got to make sure that we bring those guys along so there's no drop-off when they come in the game.
Brian, have you seen a difference in Scott Crichton, you know, now compared to – I'm sure it happened to a lot of rookies where he was a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Scott's made a huge stride from year one to year two. I think he has gone out there. He's worked hard this year, and he's done a lot of good things on tape that allows us to be very confident in what he can do on the football field.
What specifically is it different about him? I mean, he said that he's obviously used to the offense now and the mental aspect of it helps, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just what you see. You see that he's more comfortable with the defense and, you know, the plays we're calling, the way he needs to play it, his techniques. I mean, just all over, I think he's just done a great job of really coming along this year.
What what about his skill set allows him to slide inside if you guys need him to do that too?
Well, I mean, he can do a lot. He's you know, obviously a big kid, and he's able to get in there and wreak some havoc on those guards because he is a little bit quicker than those guys, so he creates a little bit of a mismatch there. But at the end of the day, I mean, he's just a guy that's, you know, trying to go out there and make the most of his opportunity. And for him, you know, whether that's being inside, whether that's being able to come in and give me and Ev a little bit of a rest, you know, that's that he's kind of taking that role and he's taking pride in it.